Lieutenant, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. This month, an arrest was made surrounding a scheme to collect rental deposits for fraudulent apartment listings. Has Juneau Police Department dealt with other cases related to rental fraud in the past year? How common is this particular crime?
You know, that's the first one that I've heard about. I think it's a pretty uncommon thing, at least for rental stuff, to where it's the point where someone actually gets scammed out. I mean, I'm sure everybody's pretty familiar with online scams through social media, advertising something fake. But as far as the reports to the police department where somebody's out money, this one is the first one I'm familiar with.
And we know people are desperate for housing in Juneau. I know firsthand from my experience moving here this summer that finding a place to live before actually moving here with the price of flights and ferries, it's a really hard process. So how do potential renters protect themselves from schemes like this one? Are there specific things that they should look out for when responding to ads for rental units?
You know, I think the best bet is if you can try to get recommendations from people you know, but if you are answering things from online advertisements or online rentals is talk with a person, you know, get photographs, do some research as far as who's the owner of the property. You know, if their person is claiming their owner, you can always look up the city's assessor database to see, are they the actual owner of that property? But then also make sure to, one of the biggest ones is make sure go there, go to the property, talk to the person who says they're renting it, do tours inside, even talk to neighbors. Those things are all helpful just to try to make sure that, yes, this person does have the rights to rent this property. They have keys, they can go inside, they can do all those things. Nothing just seems out of the ordinary. Like anything, if you just see an online ad and you respond to it or pay money to it, you don't really know the full picture. And although this is the first rental fraud advertisement I've dealt with, we do periodically get fraudulent schemes through Facebook and things like that for job employment, people buying or selling vehicles, all those things. Just a big unknown if you're not actually physically speaking with a person who's renting something.
So what can someone do if they suspect that they might be a victim of a crime like this?
You know, the very first thing is contact the police department. Let us know so we can start looking into it on their behalf. So we can contact the other person, try to get to the other side of the story and really do some research to see if maybe it could be a legitimate rental, but we can look on the other side to see if there could be any type of fraud going on and to see if there's a crime.
And are there any other known scams that Juneau residents should be cautious of at the moment?
I've definitely seen several scams for buying or selling vehicles online. Sometimes you get those deals too good to be true. Someone's selling a vehicle and they're going to ship it from down south to Juneau at a really low price. Sometimes those things are just, you know, too good of an option or too good to be true, like I said. So there's those jobs, people advertising some kind of online job for people. Sometimes those are just, you got to do a lot more research to make sure that they are legitimate. Obviously, some of the biggest ones too are someone wanting to have you cash checks for them for, even if it's, they claim it's for some specific business reason. I wouldn't trust those things.
All right. That's Lieutenant Campbell from the Juneau Police Department. Thank you so much for your insight and time.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.